The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord. Our God is an awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
That's the best amen I heard all day. The reason I say that our God is an awesome God is because although He's almighty, all-powerful, and He gave us the law, yet God did not force us to follow the law. He gave us the freedom to choose, as we heard in that first reading from the book of Sirach. He says, this is good, this is evil, this is life, this is death. You choose. And like any other ruler, king, state, government, they force us to follow the laws. We have to follow the traffic laws. We have to follow many laws. But God gives us the freedom to make our own choices. Why? Because God does not see us as His slaves. He sees us as His children. And out of love, God gives us the law so we can make the right choices. You know, when we think of the law, we think, well, it's like burdensome, all this do's and don'ts. You know, I don't want to do this. It takes away my freedom. God does not take away our freedom. He says, you shall not kill. People kill. He says, you shall not lie. People lie. He gave us the law so we can make the right choice, so we can know what's good from what's bad, what will lead us to death and what will lead us to life. That's why God has given us the law. That's why we're called and encouraged to follow the law of God. But Jesus says that's not enough. It's not enough just to follow the law. Your righteousness has to surpass that of the Pharisees and the scribes. That, you know, the Pharisees are the one who really were very strict in following the law. And Jesus is telling us that we have to supersede them. We have to do better than them. In righteousness, what does he mean by that? To be a righteous person means that you are in the right relationship with God. Being in the right relationship with God, that means you trust God. And if you trust God, then you're in love with God. And when you're in love with God, you choose to do what God is asking you to do. But if you don't trust God, then obviously you're not going to follow the law of God and will end up making the wrong choices. When Jesus says you shall not be angry at your brother because then you're going to go to hell, he's not talking about when we feel angry because of, you know, someone said something or done something for us. He's talking about something deeper. Jesus is calling us to really to fulfill the law by looking deeper into ourselves and f- finding out why I get angry so often, why I lust about other things, whether people or belongings. Why do I swear? Why do I use God's name in vain? What's behind all of this? And really what's behind it is because we have an outlook on life that of scarcity. When we think we don't have enough of whatever that is that we want, whether it's more money, more love, more power, more education, then that's when we begin to feel angry. Because we're thinking, I'm missing something. I want more of this and I can't have it. Why can't this person have it? Then we begin to develop that anger in us that could turn into hatred, that could turn into violence. When we're not happy with what we have and look at what we're missing, then we begin to be jealous and lust about other things and people. We begin to swear and use God's name in vain. We begin to lie. We begin to do many things because we look at life from a perspective of scarcity. What am I missing? I want more. Jesus tells us fulfilling the law is to look at life from the perspective of abundance. Not what we don't have, but what we have. Because when we begin to look at what we have and thank God for it, then we begin to trust God. We begin to see that our God is a good God, and He's truly an awesome God. We grow in generosity, we grow in compassion, we grow in patience. We grow in love, and we begin to act and live our lives out of love because I'm blessed. We're all blessed. Does that mean we have everything we think we need to have? No, but no one does. But it's our attitude, how we look at life. If I'm blessed, then I'm gonna share more my blessings. But if I think I don't have enough, what then I'll be doing is trying to gather and collect more and more those things that I don't have enough of. Today, as we announced last Sunday, is Commitment Sunday for Together in Mission Annual Appeal. And it gives us the opportunity to show our love, to really live the law with from perspective of love, perspective of blessings, abundance, by sharing our gifts and talents with those parishes and schools that need our help to stay open and fulfill their mission. For those of you who are not familiar with Together in Mission, it's an annual appeal. We do it in the Archdiocese every year, and we've been doing it for 30 years. So today is the 30th anniversary of Together in Mission. And it's every parish in the Archdiocese have to contribute a certain amount of money to help those parishes and schools who are in need of our help so they can pay their bills. That's nothing to do. The money doesn't get used to do something extra or to build a new building. It's so they can pay their staff and faculty. They can offer them benefits. They can pay their power bill. Because they're in areas that really, without outside help, they cannot fulfill all their obligations. Before we go through the process of, you know, fulfilling your pledge, let's watch together this video that shows us how your funds, how your generosity is really touching the lives of many people.
Together in Mission, celebrating 30 years. How do you do God's work?
How do we imitate Christ? How can we be Christ for others? How do you shine His light? We give ourselves. We give our talents. We give what we have. We give cheerfully. Like Gabby, who volunteers each Sunday evening to teach our CIA. Because she knows the value of her faith and wants to spread it to others. Like Father Juan Bosco, who hosts local neighborhood youth soccer programs, because he knows the importance of acceptance and unity in a community. We give without expecting anything in return.
like Miss Natalie, who leads future generations of Catholics because she knows that God has called us to use the talents that we have been given. And Margarita, who volunteers at her parish weekly to give out meals to the hungry and work with developmentally challenged adults because she knows that all lives have dignity. Like Deacon Jim, who distributes communion to the elderly in his neighborhood because he knows that communion is a lifeline. We give it all, like the thousands of donors like you who shine his light each day, in your families, in your communities, in your schools, in your hearts, and in your parishes. Together in Mission helps support all these essential ministries. In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we depend on you. You make this church great. You keep things moving. You are children of God, and we make up one family of God. And like any family, when one member is in need, we give. We give our money. We give our time. And of course, we give our prayers. We know that our giving makes a difference. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles is the largest and most diverse diocese in the world. And we are all united as one in Christ to shine His light. For 30 years, Together in Mission has helped underserved schools and parishes in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Through your generous gifts, Together in Mission helps keep the doors open and the lights on in the most vulnerable parishes and schools in your faith communities. Without your gift, Together in Mission would not be able to help 65 parish communities and 75 Catholic schools through every region of the Archdiocese. For over a generation, we have helped 500,000 families and 15,000 students in need. Our brothers and sisters are struggling, but they deeply believe in Jesus Christ. Help us celebrate 30 years of giving. Let us continue to shine His light and do God's work throughout the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
If you have given previously to Together in Mission, you're probably already received by mail your pledge card for this campaign for this year. If you already filled that card, you don't have to do and mailed it, you don't have to do anything today. Just give your prayer while we go through this process for those families, adults, children, teenagers who are part of those schools and parishes. But if you haven't mailed it yet or you haven't received one, in the pews, there's the envelopes that are on the either side of the pew, end of the pew. Please take one and make sure if anyone else in the pew needs one to pass one envelope to them. Also, if you need a pen, there should be pens, or raise your hand and the ushers will give you a pen or an envelope. Those who participated previously in Together in Mission, thank you for your generosity and for helping our brothers and sisters in the Archdiocese. This year, annual appeal is $16 million, and our share here at Holy Family is $245,000. So last year, we collected $160,000. So really, we need some new participants in this annual appeal to help us achieve our goal. So if you're new to that campaign, you haven't done it before, I'd like you to consider maybe giving $30 a month for the next 10 months. You don't have to give any money today, but to make that pledge. It's about one Starbucks a week. If you open your envelopes on the back flap, you'll see basic information, name, address, telephone number, cell number, email address. Please fill them out legibly and fill out all the information so we can transform that into on the computers. Like I said, you don't have to give anything today, and you can give in different ways. You can do the traditional way by using the envelope, or you can go to this, get your phones and scan the QR code on the back flap, and you can do it electronically. So today you can use your phone in the church, take advantage of this. Or you can go to the website, timgive.org/light. Yes. timgive.org/light. You can do it on the website, and you can do it by texting if you want. You can text the number 213-397-0682. 213-397-0682. And the message is Shine 30, S-H-I-N-E 30. So you have different ways of giving. Also, you can give by credit card, and you need to fill the information at the bottom of the flap and make sure you sign above the signature line for use of credit card. You can make a pledge, like I said, but if you like to give a gift today, whether it's cash or check, you can put it in the envelope. The checks make them payable to Holy Family, and on the borrowed memo part, put together in mission. Or, like I said, you don't have to give anything. The amount you want to give is in that rectangle on the left of the flap. You can mark the amount you want, or if you mark other, please make sure you write the amount that you want to pledge. Like I said, you can do it over 10 installments monthly between now and December. Or if you mark the third box on the bottom where it says recurring, that means if you're using the credit card, they can keep taking that amount till you tell them to stop from your credit card account. When you're done, you can, you know, just close your envelope, or if you're putting any money or check, please seal the envelope, and then you can put it in the collection during the regular collection at Mass. Again, thank you for all your support to Together in Mission this year, and those of you who've been supporting it for many years. Let's let the light of Christ shine in the world today through our actions, through our love for God and our neighbor.